What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, the Democrats are going, Lee, this is going to sound incredible to anyone who knows their economic record. The Democrats are going to help the poor.
Because if you are a working parent trying to afford rent and child care, Kamala is for you. If you are a senior who had to go back to work because your retirement didn't stretch far enough, Kamala is for you.
And Kamala and Tim will continue to take on corporate greed and bring down cost of food. Kamala and Tim will make the child care tax credit permanent, lifting millions of children out of poverty and helping millions of families get ahead.
I mean, so many falsehoods in there here, but let's focus on the lack of any acknowledgement in any of those sound bites that the Biden-Harris administration has cost the average American family $25,000 loss in the past 2 years.
To inflation, Lee.
Yep.
And that comes not from some conservative think tank. That is the Department of Economics at UC Berkeley.
Yeah. Anything with Berkeley, you know it's not conservative.
Right. It's not. They don't like us. So UC Berkeley, Department of Economics, they did something called the real-time inequality study. So they're looking at average loss to the middle class. From, get this, March of 2022. To now, in assets held by the middle class, $25,000 average loss. And this idea that, you know, we're gonna help the single mom. No, you're not. No, that's fake. We're gonna help struggling families. Nope, again, fake. Here's the actual record again. From sources that the left usually tells us to trust. This is from Moody's Analytics headline. This was August 14th, 2023. Okay, so this is where we were a year ago. Inflation forcing Americans to spend $709 a month more than they did 2 years ago. Inflation is forcing, it's so stunning, you got to say it twice because you're thinking I didn't hear that right. Inflation is forcing Americans to spend $709 more per month on everyday goods and services than they did just 2 years ago. That was updated. Again, Mark Zandi tweeted that. He's the talking head who's always on CNBC. That was updated in March of this year to $763. So it's still accelerating. It's still $709 and then $763 a month. Now it's probably a little higher than just 2 years ago. So we're not even talking the whole Biden administration here.
Yeah, just half of it.
That's crushing. And again, let me read this from Mark Zandi. The high inflation of the past 2+ years has done lots of economic damage. If you're new to talk radio, and a lot of you are, and you're just tuning in, I hear from so many of you, it's interesting to see kind of where you are in your journey. Understand this, okay, because we talk about this all the time. When Biden and Kamala Harris say inflation is down, that those prices are not down. You're still paying that, okay? The rate at which it's going up has slowed down. So you're still paying that $763 extra a month. It's just not gaining as fast. Extra over what? Again, what you were paying 2 years ago. That is bone-crushing pain. And that is why the average middle-class family in assets is down $25,000. They're having to go in their 401k. They're having to go into their assets, their savings. whatever they have to pay for Bidenflation. That's where we actually are.
And you have to ask, how stupid do you think the American people are? Because you're sitting here outlining these things that are problems in this country. You've been in power for the past 4 years.
That's the crazy part about the AOC thing here. She says, you know, to the seniors who've had to go back to work, we're for you. Well, okay.
Where have you been?
And listen to this. And she's right about one thing. A ton of seniors have had to go back to work. This must be showing up in their polling that they're pissed. Yeah. But there's something she didn't tell you about the, get this, these are huge numbers. We had it yesterday. 1 in 3 seniors have had to go back to work. Here's what she didn't tell you.
Caring.com did a survey of senior Americans, older Americans who are working, and 1 in 3 said they're working because of inflation. They're working because they have to pay higher costs.
That's why they're working, because of inflation. Again, Donald Trump handed off in January of 2021, when he left office, a historically low 1.4% inflation rate. Why did it go up? And it went up for some simple reasons. I know, again, a lot of people tuning in for the first time now because you're into presidential politics. You want to watch this. You want to know what's happening. The reason that it went up was because there was something called the American Rescue Act. It was $2 trillion, but there was something different about the American Rescue Act that we've never seen before. It contained no cash. We printed 100% of it. So it's $2 trillion beyond the budget that we spend every year. This was extra money. And we went, you know what? We don't have the money. It's okay. We'll print it. And the first trillion we printed and dumped into the economy, the fastest it had ever been done in human history ever, bar none. It was $1 trillion in 4 months. They printed and dumped it into the economy. And then they did it again. And that is why the cost to you of that, their friends all got rich. Their friends got the big stacks of cash. They got to spend the money first. The mansions popped up in the Virginia and D.C. suburbs like mushrooms after the rain. You've probably seen a lot of them around here. We've had a lot of rain lately. And guess what? What'd you get out of that deal? You didn't get one of those mansions in Virginia. You, if you were elderly, you got a part-time job. 33% of elderly people had to take a part-time job just to survive that inflation. Kamala Harris was the tie-breaking vote on the American Rescue Act. Lest you doubt me and say, but you're just a conservative talk show host. Maybe you're not telling me the truth. Well, again, here is Jim Clyburn, the number two in Democrat leadership at the time, the guy who whipped that bill, in other words, got the votes for that bill to get it through the Democrat-controlled House, the Democrat-controlled Senate, and get Biden's signature on it after Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote, as the vice president does in the Senate. Did they know it would break you? Did they know it would cost you $709 extra a month over what you were paying just 2 years before? Yes, they did.
When you start putting money out the way we did with the Rescue Act, are you going to fan inflation? It just, that I know, that's elementary.
He wanted to make sure that you understood the Democrats deliberately broke your back financially. This is a second separate interview. Here we go.
Well, let me make it very clear. All of us are concerned about these rising costs, and all of us knew this would be the case when we put in place this recovery program. Anytime you put more money into the economy, prices tend to rise.
I used all mainstream media sources to prove that to you, mm-hmm. Lee. I didn't use a single conservative source. Right. These are their sources, not ours.
Nope. This is them fully admitting what they did. Just no one's listening.
And I think they thought that they would get away with it. Yeah. And maybe they will. They might. I mean, she wins. They may get away with it. You know what this is, Lee? This is one big IQ test on the American people. Yeah. Being conducted by the Democrats to see if they can do that again. Can they go on a printing spree and get their friends and donors another wave of mansions for the Virginia and D.C. suburbs? That's what this is about. If Americans fail the IQ test, the one that says, why are you poor? Yeah. Why are you poor? Who made you poor? Who did? If we fail that IQ test, the punishment is going to be crushing. And it's going to be another $1 trillion to $2 trillion in printed money again and again and again. They did it almost quarterly. They printed almost $1 trillion, or passed, I should say, bills that printed almost $1 trillion just about every quarter that Joe Biden has been elected, up until the last year or so, about a year and a half. And they did it quarter after quarter after quarter. And this is beyond the budget, okay? That already contains a ton of printed money. This is why you're poor. This is why it hurts when you check out at the grocery store. Can Americans figure it out?
Let's hope so.
Yeah. Look, this is, you know why we're here. I warned, I said, we got to stop talking about this in terms of Bidenomics.
Right.
Start talking about it in terms of Democrat policy. And this is part of why Democrats are so confused. And really, Americans are so confused. I don't know. Do we like Kamala? I don't know. I need to learn more about her. No, we should have branded these Democrat policies. Instead, we mindlessly branded them as Biden policies. And the Democrats went, oh, thank you. Yeah. We'll just jettison him. We'll get rid of him. We'll make him go away. And we're back in business. So that's the question, the central question. Can the American people figure out these are not Biden policies, these are Democrat policies? Mm-hmm. Or do we have to live this again? Do we have to watch house prices double again over the next 4 years? Till owning a house is something only the upper middle class do, and maybe not till you're in your 30s or 40s. I don't know. We'll see. See if Americans have figured it out.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. All right. Lie after lie after lie. As if Kamala Harris had nothing to do with what went on the last few years. She's just kind of wandering around the White House, didn't know what was going on. And yeah, unbelievable watching the DNC last night, the recreation of history, especially economic history, where the I word wasn't used. By the way, did you see what they did to Joe Biden? They just broomed him right out the door. He didn't speak till 11:30. He was only going to be there for one of the days, right? And then disappear. So he leaves after day one. They get him out of the way day one. They don't even let him speak. They don't even let him speak till 11:30 p.m. And then off he goes. All gone. It's, you know who nailed this? I got to say, Chris Wallace. He used to be Fox News reporter. Now he's on CNN. He's always been a big liberal, though. He described this perfectly. They did all these tributes to Biden. That's how the DNC opened, all day long. Tributes to Biden. Biden was amazing. You won't hear him, though. We shoved him up to 11:30. Hopefully you'll be in bed and you won't see his old decrepit face and be reminded of how we lied to you about his mental state for years. So they went on and on and on about how bittersweet it was and how much they really loved Joe Biden. Chris Wallace wasn't having it. Here he is on CNN.
The word that everybody is using to describe tonight is bittersweet. It's just bitter. The fact of the matter, I'm not saying Joe Biden is bitter, but, you know, it's like you've been thrown out a window, and as you're falling, you go, gee, it's nice out here. No, he got thrown out of a window, and basically he was forced. You know, there's going to be a lot of talk tonight about how generous it was of him and selfless of him. He was basically forced out by Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries. The word that everybody is using to describe tonight is bittersweet. It's just bitter.
Yeah, they chunked him out a window. They did. So now they are on to pretending. Well, we have set them up beautifully for, as I begged, plead, screamed, cried, somebody have a war room in the GOP. Somebody have a central messaging center. Ron had never set one up, but I don't think we still have one. Maybe there's one I don't know about. There's a Twitter feed called Trump War Room, but we need a war room. We spent the last year working with the Democrats. We didn't know what we were doing. Calling it Bidenflation, blaming everything on Biden. Biden's decrepit. He's senile, can't run anything. He's incompetent. We did their messaging for them. And they went, thanks, we'll swap him out for someone else. Now we're running around like chickens with our heads cut off. Go, but no, she was there the whole time. She didn't know, we swear, she was one of them. We should have been doing what they did. They call all of Trump's policies, everything Trump does, MAGA Republicans, to make sure to put both in. We should say Biden Democrats. But we didn't. And now the whole country is confused because we spent so long telling the whole country, nah, this isn't a common thing. It's not a Democrat thing. It's just Joe. He's just demented. See, if Joe didn't have dementia, then, you know, the border would be shut. He's a bad manager. We gave them a second chance. And we're still doing it. That's the crazy thing. I still hear our talking heads blaming Biden. I'm like, catch up. That was 2 months ago. But this is the bed we made. We've got to sleep in it. We have not a lot of weeks left to tie these policies to her where it belongs. And here's the thing. MSNBC, right? This is the communications director for the White House, Ben LaBolt. He's asked, Kamala Harris is trying to distance herself from Joe Biden's policies. How much a part of that was she, Ben? And this is what you get.
Vice President Harris has been the governing partner for every key decision that the president's made in his term in office.
Pretty simple. And a lot of them have said it. Karine Jean-Pierre, his spokeshack, said it. Joe Biden said it the other day. Yeah, you know, she's been here the whole time. She's been making these decisions. So of course she has. Of course she has. Like, here's Kamala Harris less than 6 months ago. And what is she saying? Take a listen.
That is called Bidenomics. That is called Bidenomics. And we are very proud of Bidenomics.
Again, headline. August 14th, 2023, so a year ago, inflation forcing Americans to spend $709 a month more than they did just 2 years ago. You're still spending that every month, except now it's $763 as of March. I couldn't find a number for today. It's going up, not down, because all those price increases are still locked in to the 19% inflation we got from Joe and Kamala. That is a shocking amount of pain. But if you go through the months and add it up, it comes pretty close to the $25,000, according to UC Berkeley, in middle-class wealth that is gone now. Why? People are dipping into their 401ks to pay for groceries. That's Bidenomics, Kamalanomics, Demonomics. And the first thing they will do if they are elected, they will raid that treasury. They will raid the treasury because all the donors that say, see, you just got elected with the money we gave you. We need a little something back. And they're going to print it. There will be, I mark my words, in that first quarter, if they have control of Congress, and maybe even if they don't, because Mike Johnson is such a squish, there will be a $1 trillion printed bill of some kind beyond the budget. They will go to town. And Republicans will be afraid to stand in their way because they have won. Mark my words. I should bookmark this. And I hope I don't have to do that segment. I hope that we win. There's some really good news, by the way. Some things that those inside the Democrat Party headquarters who've seen the actual real polling, not the fake polling that's in the media, that polling's fake, are saying. And they don't sound as confident as a lot of these talking heads because they've seen the Democrats' internal polling. I'm going to have that coming up next. Plus, the FBI really, really wants you to know that the Iranians hacked Donald Trump. Wait, wouldn't that be the same FBI that lied to us and told us the Russians hacked the Democrats? 17 intel agencies say they're interfering in the election. They got all these bots. All that was a lie. So let me get it straight. Going into this election, the same agency that lied to you about the Russian hacking that never happened, we know that beyond a doubt now, they just made it up, now wants you to know that Iran is inside Trump's computer. Really? Sure. I'll tell you what's actually going on. All of that coming up. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. Stick around. Okay, here it is. I found the updated numbers from Moody's Analytics. Chief economist Mark Zandi. I mean, you don't get, if you are in the financial world, I mean, you don't get more standard mainstream than that. You ready for this? As the Democrats take credit at the DNC for being the only ones who care enough to help those who are struggling, which is all of us now, single moms, struggling families.
Because if you are a working parent trying to afford rent and childcare, Kamala is for you. If you are a senior who had to go back to work because your retirement didn't stretch far enough, Kamala is for you.
And Kamala and Tim will continue to take on corporate greed and bring down cost of food. Kamala and Tim will make the child care tax credit permanent.
Okay, but here's what Kamala did. And Joe, here's the article. Google it. Share it with all your liberal friends who live in another reality. Headline, high inflation is costing Americans an extra $1,000 a month compared to 3 years ago. Americans are paying on average $784 each month compared with the same time 2 years ago. Why? Inflation. And are you ready for this? $1,069 a month more for the same goods. Now, you don't get anything extra for that compared to 3 years ago. Says who? Some conservative think tank? No, Moody's Analytics. How fast is this still going? As of March, the typical U.S. household needed to pay $227 more a month than March of 2023. It's the most recent numbers available. So in March of 2024, as Joe and Kamala are running around taking credit, hey, we slowed down inflation. Well, inflation's a rate. It's like a speed. Let me ask you this. If you are hurtling toward the edge of a cliff at 100 miles an hour, right? Would you feel a little better if you hurtled toward it at 50 miles an hour because you hit the brake? Yeah. You'd feel a little better, but you're still going off the cliff. You're still speeding forward. Well, that's what inflation is. It's a rate at which you're going off a cliff. The idea is just stop going off a cliff. Or slow down until it's barely noticeable you're moving. And we have not done that. Those are the shocking, shocking, shocking numbers. You know what? I'm going to put this in the podcast today so people can understand it. So you can share it with your liberal friends and those on the fence and those who are not very educated. And I'll put all my sources right there in the podcast. You can download the Battleground America podcast. You can just send it out like a heat-seeking weapon. This is an IQ test. The DNC IQ test. Can you figure out, can Americans figure out that these are Democrat policies, not Joe policies, not Joe Biden policies? Because if you can't figure it out, boy, are you going to be poor. The idea of owning houses for the middle class, that's gone now. You rent. You give them one more term. The idea of owning two cars for a middle class family that you park in front of that rental home, that'll be gone. It's going to be one car. Look how they've buzzed sawed your life financially again. The numbers are shocking. Americans paying on average $784 more each month compared to 2 years ago. and $1,069 more a month compared to 3 years ago before the inflation crisis began. That's Moody's Analytics. Take it up with them. Democrats did that. And there's no way around that. Again, Trump handed us off a 1.4% inflation rate. That's historically low. There was no, the only reason we are here is because of something called the American Rescue Act. They decided a couple months into their term, Joe Biden had won, the Democrats controlled the House and the Senate. They decided they were going to print $2 trillion beyond the budget, okay? They were just going to help themselves to the credit card. I called it looting at the time. That after socialist revolutions, military revolutions, coups, what does the left always do? They loot. I said they would loot. I predicted it in January. They looted. So what they did, you paid. You're still paying. They just did it with the printing press. You pay at the grocery store checkout line when you try to buy food. This is a cruel joke, but it's what they did. It's what they did. All right, coming up on the show. I'm laughing. One of the top 10 stories in the nation right now is this Iran hack of the Trump campaign. Yeah. Who says Iran hacked the Trump campaign? Who is that? Who is that? The same people who in 2016 told you the absolute jaw-dropping, in retrospect, lie that Russia had hacked the Democrats. Russia had hacked Hillary. Those people are now saying, yeah, Iran, they went inside of Trump's campaign in a way that would be, I don't know, illegal for the FBI to do. And they got a whole bunch of really useful information they're now sending out to the mainstream media, some of which I guarantee they're holding back for an October surprise. Who told us the lie? Remember 17 intel agencies say? Who made up that lie, first of all? That was Hillary's campaign. Who told you that lie? That was the FBI lie. The Russians had hacked the Democrats and were trying to interfere in our election. Turns out none of that happened. What was the FBI's source on that? Do you remember? It was CrowdStrike. You know, the people behind the crash that you saw recently? It was CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike and the Democrat Party never allowed the FBI to examine any of the servers, the email accounts, anything that they had claimed the Russians had hacked. And so CrowdStrike just went to the FBI and said, here, we'll give you a report. It was the Russians. Well, remember, The Republicans in Congress, right after 2016, took office. They had CrowdStrike in for a classified hearing. They asked the CEO, what's your proof? What's your proof the Russians hacked the DNC, hacked Hillary? Oh, we don't even know if they hacked anyone. You don't? Now, we're not even sure if there was a hacking. In fact, we don't really think there was. Well, then how do you know it was the Russians? Oh, we don't. We just thought if anybody hacked us, it'd be the Russians. So wait, you told the FBI that? Yeah, we did. And then they just carried the lie and told everybody. Now, remember who actually spied on Donald Trump illegally? Do you remember who that was? Because we learned that too. Wasn't it Russians? It was the FBI. How did they get the ability to spy on Trump? Well, they FBI'd to the FISA court under penalty of perjury 5 times. That's 5 separate felonies for anybody who's counting, signed by the top ranking members of the FBI. And why did they want FISA warrants on Trump? Why did they make up the Russia collusion hoax? There was no Russia collusion. Trump was not involved. Why did they make it up? Because they wanted the legal ability to spy on Trump. They wanted the warrants that the FISA court gave them. So they lied to the FISA court and made up a bunch of bunkum about Trump, Russia connections, Alpha Bank, servers connected, secret conversations. It was all fake. So let me get this straight. Those liars, the same liars who made up Russia collusion, made up Russia hacking, made up Russia spying, now want me to believe the same story, except in this story, the villain is Iran? Really? Really? Okay. Sure. Whatever. Do you hear Phil Donahue died? That's the sound of my childhood. Isn't it funny how something will trip a childhood memory? He was on in the background during my childhood. Wasn't actually old enough to watch him, but definitely watched by my mom. And so now that he's passed, you hear people playing audio clips of him. And for me, it just takes me back to being a kid. You ever smell a smell from your childhood? Or see something you haven't seen since you were a child, and your mind will recall those buried memories that you forgot you even had, but you made the memories as a child, and your mind thought very differently. And so as you're sort of reprocessing those memories, they feel like a child's memories. It's a wild feeling. Does anybody out there know what I'm talking about? For me, my husband has perfected cooking my mom's spaghetti. It's very hard to do. That smell used to fill the house all the time. So he'll cook it. The smell will permeate the house, and my mind will just be tripping on those childhood memories for hours as he cooks it. It's one of the really cool side effects of him making it. I know I'm going to have a lot of nostalgia all afternoon long.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here it is. I found the updated numbers from Moody's Analytics. Chief economist Mark Zandi. I mean, you don't get, if you are in the financial world, I mean, you don't get more standard mainstream than that. You ready for this? As the Democrats take credit at the DNC for being the only ones who care enough to help those who are struggling, which is all of us now, single moms, struggling families.
Because if you are a working parent trying to afford rent and childcare, Kamala is for you. If you are a senior who had to go back to work because your retirement didn't stretch far enough, Kamala is for you.
And Kamala and Tim will continue to take on corporate greed and bring down cost of food. Kamala and Tim will make the child care tax credit permanent.
Okay, but here's what Kamala did. And Joe, here's the article. Google it. Share it with all your liberal friends who live in another reality. Headline, high inflation is costing Americans an extra $1,000 a month compared to 3 years ago. Americans are paying on average $784 each month compared with the same time 2 years ago. Why? Inflation. And are you ready for this? $1,069 a month more for the same goods. Now, you don't get anything extra for that compared to 3 years ago. Says who? Some conservative think tank? No, Moody's Analytics. How fast is this still going? As of March, the typical U.S. household needed to pay $227 more a month than March of 2023. It's the most recent numbers available. So in March of 2024, as Joe and Kamala are running around taking credit, hey, we slowed down inflation. Well, inflation's a rate. It's like a speed. Let me ask you this. If you are hurtling toward the edge of a cliff at 100 miles an hour, right? Would you feel a little better if you hurtled toward it at 50 miles an hour because you hit the brake? Yeah. You'd feel a little better, but you're still going off the cliff. You're still speeding forward. Well, that's what inflation is. It's a rate at which you're going off a cliff. The idea is just stop going off a cliff. Or slow down until it's barely noticeable you're moving. And we have not done that. Those are the shocking, shocking, shocking numbers. You know what? I'm going to put this in the podcast today so people can understand it. You could share it with your liberal friends and those on the fence and those who are not very educated. And I'll put all my sources right there in the podcast. You could download the Battleground America podcast. You could just send it out like a heat-seeking weapon. This is an IQ test. The DNC IQ test. Can you figure out, can Americans figure out that these are Democrat policies, not Joe policies, not Joe Biden policies? Because if you can't figure it out, boy, are you going to be poor. The idea of owning houses for the middle class, that's gone now. You rent. You give them one more term, the idea of owning two cars for a middle class family that you park in front of that rental home, that'll be gone. It's going to be one car. Look how they've buzzsawed your life financially again. The numbers are shocking. Americans paying on average $784 more each month compared to 2 years ago, and $1,069 more a month compared to 3 years ago before the inflation crisis began. That's Moody's Analytics. Take it up with them. Democrats did that. And there's no way around that. Again, Trump handed us off a 1.4% inflation rate. That's historically low. There was no, the only reason we are here is because of something called the American Rescue Act. They decided a couple months into their term, Joe Biden had won, the Democrats controlled the House and the Senate. They decided they were going to print $2 trillion beyond the budget, okay? They were just going to help themselves to the credit card. I called it looting at the time. That after socialist revolutions, military revolutions, coups, what does the left always do? They loot. I said they would loot. I predicted it in January, they looted. So what they did, you paid. You're still paying. They just did it with the printing press. You pay at the grocery store checkout line when you try to buy food. This is a cruel joke, but it's what they did. It's what they did. All right, coming up on the show. I'm laughing. One of the top 10 stories in the nation right now is this Iran hack of the Trump campaign. Yeah. Who says Iran hacked the Trump campaign? Who is that? The same people who in 2016 told you the absolute jaw-dropping, in retrospect, lie that Russia had hacked the Democrats. Russia had hacked Hillary. Those people are now saying, yeah, Iran, they went inside of Trump's campaign in a way that would be, I don't know, illegal for the FBI to do. And they got a whole bunch of really useful information they're now sending out to the mainstream media, some of which I guarantee they're holding back for an October surprise. Who told us the lie? Remember 17 intel agencies say? Who made up that lie, first of all? That was Hillary's campaign. Who told you that lie? That was the FBI lie. The Russians had hacked the Democrats and were trying to interfere in our election. Turns out none of that happened. What was the FBI's source on that? Do you remember? It was CrowdStrike. You know, the people behind the crash that you saw recently? It was CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike and the Democrat Party never allowed the FBI to examine any of the servers, the email accounts, anything that they had claimed the Russians had hacked. And so CrowdStrike just went to the FBI and said, here, we'll give you a report. It was the Russians. Well, remember, the Republicans in Congress, right after 2016, took office. They had CrowdStrike in for a classified hearing. They asked the CEO, what's your proof? What's your proof the Russians hacked the DNC, hacked Hillary? Oh, we don't even know if they hacked anyone. You don't? Now, we're not even sure if there was a hacking. In fact, we don't really think there was. Well, then how do you know it was the Russians? Well, we don't. We just thought if anybody hacked us, it'd be the Russians. So wait, you told the FBI that? Yeah, we did. And then they just carried the lie and told everybody. Now, remember who actually spied on Donald Trump illegally? Do you remember who that was? Because we learned that too. Wasn't it Russians? It was the FBI. How did they get the ability to spy on Trump? Well, they FBI'd to the FISA court under penalty of perjury 5 times. That's 5 separate felonies for anybody who's counting, signed by the top-ranking members of the FBI. And why did they want FISA warrants on Trump? Why did they make up the Russia collusion hoax? There was no Russia collusion. Trump was not involved. Why did they make it up? Because they wanted the legal ability to spy on Trump. They wanted the warrants that the FISA court gave them, so they lied to the FISA court and made up a bunch of bunkum about Trump-Russia connections, Alpha Bank, servers connected, secret conversations. It was all fake. So let me get this straight. Those liars, the same liars who made up Russia collusion, made up Russia hacking, made up Russia spying. Now want me to believe the same story, except in this story, the villain is Iran? Really? Really? Okay. Sure. Whatever. Do you hear Phil Donahue died? That's the sound of my childhood. Isn't it funny how something will trip a childhood memory? He was on in the background during my childhood. I wasn't actually old enough to watch him, but definitely watched by my mom. And so now that he's passed, you hear people playing audio clips of him. And for me, it just takes me back to being a kid. You ever smell a smell from your childhood? Or see something you haven't seen since you were a child, and your mind will recall those buried memories that you forgot you even had, but you made the memories as a child, and your mind thought very differently. And so as you're sort of reprocessing those memories, they feel like a child's memories. It's a wild feeling. Does anybody out there know what I'm talking about? For me, my husband has perfected cooking my mom's spaghetti. It's very hard to do. That smell used to fill the house all the time. So he'll cook it. The smell will permeate the house, and my mind will just be tripping on those childhood memories for hours as he cooks it. It's one of the really cool side effects of him making it. I know I'm going to have a lot of nostalgia all afternoon long. Do you hear Phil Donahue died? That's the sound of my childhood. Isn't it funny how something will trip a childhood memory? He was on in the background during my childhood. I wasn't actually old enough to watch him, but definitely watched by my mom. And so now that he's passed, you hear people playing audio clips of him. And for me, it just takes me back to being a kid. You ever smell a smell from your childhood? Or see something you haven't seen since you were a child, and your mind will recall those buried memories that you forgot you even had, but you made the memories as a child, and your mind thought very differently. And so as you're sort of reprocessing those memories, they feel like a child's memories. It's a wild feeling. Does anybody out there know what I'm talking about? For me, my husband has perfected cooking my mom's spaghetti. It's very hard to do. That smell used to fill the house all the time. So he'll cook it. The smell will permeate the house, and my mind will just be tripping on those childhood memories for hours as he cooks it. It's one of the really cool side effects of him making it. I know I'm going to have a lot of nostalgia all afternoon long.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.